Hello, gorgeous people. It is Lala Kent. And if you are just landing from outer space, it's the Give Them Lala podcast. I've got my little ride or die.
Hi, everyone.
What's up?
It's me. It's Jess. Here I am.
By the way, yeah. I had no idea how short you are until you took your shoes off.
Thank you. Because I'm proud. I'm 5'1 on a good day. I'm like just under 5'1, but a little over 5.
That is so cute.
It's not cute. It's pathetic. And I have to say, and I'm not going to say 5. What are you? I'm 5. No, I'd rather say 5'1.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's me.
So the new house, because Ocean's crawling now, I make everyone take their shoes off. And if you're like a fixture in the home, like Jessica is, we have house slippers.
We have house slippers that I accidentally wore home the other day.
I do it all the time and it defeats the whole purpose of the house slippers.
I know.
Right? I looked down on the ground and was like, Jessica's boots are here, but Jessica is not.
And her slippers are elsewhere.
Went home. But yeah. I'm serious. You took the shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
Well, I did.
Little peanut.
Because Lala said something. And I was like, well, I'm short. And she said, not really. And I said, Lala, what are you talking? I'm the shortest person you've ever met. And she was like, really? And then I took my boots off, which are like a chunky heel. And she gasped.
I did.
Yeah.
Tiny little bean.
I know.
Love it. I mean, I love a petite little
thing.
Assistant.
Just rolling around the house.
So I had a pretty amazing weekend.
Oh my God, let's hear. Because I saw Instagram story footage.
Okay.
And there's no way this is real, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. Were you at the club?
I went to the motherfucking club.
Oh my God.
I did it. Okay. And I didn't think I was going to be able to. First, before the club, it was a girls' night.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dinner at Delilah, which was amazing, but it was like early bird special. We went at, I think, around 6.
Okay.
6:30. But we went so early because a friend of mine invited us to go to the Dave Chappelle show.
Oh my God.
Was actually a Bob Saget tribute. So I don't know if anyone has heard about this. It took place in the Belly Room. I won't go into details because obviously it was, you know, a very intimate setting. Mm-hmm. I will say it was absolutely incredible.
Really?
I was like, how am I here right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm witnessing one of the most beautiful moments that I think I'll ever witness in my whole life.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there were 50 people in this room.
Really? And the Belly Room, if you're not from Los Angeles, it's like there's the comedy store,
right,
which is the main room. And then the Belly Room is sort of a room next to it, which is a bit smaller.
Right.
So Lala's saying upstairs. 50 people in this room. That's a lot, right? Or no?
I mean, it was all friends and family,
right,
of Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And obviously people that worked for Dave Chappelle. And I mean, John Mayer was there with his guitar and it was just like jaw on the floor. Oh. How am I here witnessing this right now?
Yeah.
This is incredible and insane.
Yeah.
So yeah. We got to go and do that. I was so thankful. It'll be a moment I'll be thankful for forever. And after mm-hmm. it's over,
mm-hmm.
we go downstairs outside to like the front of the comedy store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with calling it a night. At this point, we're like pushing midnight, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's late.
Yeah, I was late. And Stassi looks me dead in my fucking eyes and says, we are going to the club.
Stassi
Schroeder.
I was Is she a club girl? Because I don't personally know Stassi. I just know her through you. Is she a club girl?
Okay. So would you say I'm a club girl?
No.
Okay. Times me by like a million. That's how much of a not club girl she is.
That's awesome.
And come to find out, she just wanted to go to see what people wear at the club these days.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She was videoing everybody. She's like, I'm in shock. And I was also in shock because I'm looking around this club and everyone, a lot of people, have sunglasses on. And I'm like, there's no sun in here. And you ain't Drake. And you ain't Kanye West.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure they weren't Drake or Kanye? It wasn't Drake or Kanye?
No. They have security. Okay. These people were like people. They were like me with sunglasses on, okay?
And it's dark in the club, so how do you not tumble down the stairs?
That's what I was wondering. I can't even keep sunglasses on during the day when I'm like backing out of my driveway.
Yeah.
So what? Props to them, but also take your fucking sunglasses off in the nightclub if you're not Drake or Kanye West. Like, I'm begging you.
She's begging you.
But then again, I don't know. Maybe they were famous because this is like a new world for me because now it's like, oh, they're famous on TikTok. They're YouTubers. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they were. But also, like, don't wear your sunglasses. It's just, even if you are super famous, it doesn't make life easier at the club. And I know it from the footage I saw that it's dark in that room.
It's
not like it's like, I'm just going to throw these sunglasses on and my night's going to be easier. No, you have to watch where you're going. You're going to run into people.
It's just a whole different world. I mean, I was looking around and there was like a group of these guys. And I mean, everyone's in their 20s, right?
Yeah.
Like early 20s. You can just tell, like, baby faces everywhere.
Right.
Like, I've missed this world.
Right.
Like, I'm in, Jessica, I'm in this world again. Okay.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Like, I'm looking around and I'm like, who is next? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It was fun. It was so fun.
I was just going to say, did you have fun or was it more of a, I'm going to be an outsider looking in, look at all these club goers, enjoy it, but I'm not coming back here for a while?
You know, I think I loved going.
Yeah.
I won't be going back for a while. I think I'm the type of person who's much more into like, let's go to a lounge. I don't like screaming trying to talk to someone.
Yeah.
And even when I was like drinking and in my early 20s, like the club was just not my scene.
Do you dance?
But I have a very specific type of music that I want to hear.
Okay.
I don't want like know, like EDM. Yeah. I'm like, my body doesn't like, I'm just now having convulsions trying to keep up with the beat, right?
Yes, to like move with it.
Right. Like I need something that is like chill, that I can lean back with, that I can have someone pop that booty for me. That. You know, like that's my vibe.
And it wasn't that vibe, or it was kind of just like
it was
in
all
and
over
out.
The place.
Okay. All over the place.
I had the best time.
Good.
Had the best time.
Good.
But here's where it gets sad.
Oh, no.
This was not just a night out that we were like, on a whim, let's do it. Mm-hmm. We planned this night on New Year's Eve.
Stop.
The moms. We said, let everyone, when can we do it? And we all looked at our calendar and we were like, January 15th, is everyone free? And my mom was like, you're taking my daughter out.
Yeah.
I'll watch the baby. Jax was like, please go have a girls' night.
I think that's sweet.
Been on the books.
They're like, you guys remember, 3 weeks from now, we're going out to the club.
Yes.
And put it on your calendar. Let your assistants know.
That's exactly what happened. So that was my weekend. I got in at 1:30 a.m.
That's actually pretty early for the club. And I'm a little disappointed.
And it's a little late for Lala. I was like, it's time for bed.
1:30 a.m. How did you feel the next day?
Tired. And I know that I have a big week this week. Like this week is a long one.
Mm-hmm.
So I just knew. I knew Sunday is my day of rest.
Sundays, just like the Lord.
Yes. I may or may not have been in my pajamas all day. That's another story. We won't get into it. We won't get into it. Before we cut to our short break, let's talk about the tour. We're doing it. Give Them Lala is going on tour. We are starting in Irvine, California. Then we're going to Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando. Sorry. Orlando. I was too excited to get to Hotlanta that it came out of Orlando. Nashville, New Orleans, Houston, Austin, and Dallas. I am so excited. This tour is going to be lit AF. I'm excited to meet you guys. I want to talk about it all. So if you don't have your tickets already, go to givethemlive.com. And remember, if you bought tickets to the tour that was going to happen, those are still very much valid. And I will see you in your city to get it popping.
Get it popping.
Love me a good pop, a pop, pop, pop. Also, for my podcast listeners, because today is a super exciting podcast.
Yeah.
It is. It's going to be really fun. In fact, I actually feel bad talking about the club on this podcast because today is a very sweet podcast and we're talking about all things children and love and innocence. So I want to give my podcast listeners 20% off of Give Them Lala Baby. All you have to do is go to givethemlalababy.com. Nothing on the site is off limits. Throw it in the bag and just use code podcast20 at checkout and enjoy your goods. We are going to cut to a short break and we're going to be back with some voicemails about Ocean biting the shit out of me and how I get her to stop doing it. We'll be right back.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming, finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50% to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
We are back. We're back. Okay, so before we get into these voicemails,
yeah,
I have a question.
What's your question?
I said I was going to keep asking. I want to know how the DM game is going.
Oh, the DM game. I only did the one slide in.
Okay.
Right? The DM is popping, though. Like, the DM is where it's at.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I had no idea.
No, that's what it is these days, though. You don't need to go out. You don't need to go to the bars. Slide in the DMs.
Is Instagram like a dating app, kind of? I mean, it seems that
way. I mean, you're asking
way.
The wrong person.
That's right. You've had a boyfriend yeah. for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I think it can be. Anything can be a dating app if you try hard enough.
I mean, it feels like that's where people, like, sliding in the DM is like the new swipe right.
Yeah. Because you know what? It's I feel like it's more because you can find out a lot about a person that way. I go to your page. I'm going to see videos. I'm going to see your demeanor, cute photos, see what you're into. So that gives you more. Listen, I've never been on the dating apps, but I've heard it's like limited information.
Yeah.
So you only have a few photos. You only have that quick bio.
That's what terrifies me, though, Jess. This is my what terrifies me the most. Yes, like I slid in the DM a while back. If I continue to slide in the DM, first of all, I don't like it. It makes me feel weird. I just feel like I'm giving a piece of myself to someone where I'm like, I don't even know if you deserve it.
That's true.
You know?
Good point. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you think that when I start talking to boys, that they Google me?
100,000%.
That is terrifying. And I would like them to not do that.
What? No, I don't. Why do you think that?
I just don't want them Googling me.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's like, just
right.
keep my name out your Google.
out your All right? Google. Because you can't control what pops up first.
No.
I think it's cool that you're Googleable because when you Google me, it's like someone from Idaho who is like a newscaster or like Jessica Walter who was on Arrested Development and passed away. God rest her soul.
I would rather have that.
Really?
Yes, because then it's like I have no control over what people can Google, right?
Yeah.
If the only place you can find me is my own Instagram that I can control, I dig that. I don't want you watching the show. Mm-hmm. I don't want you Googling shit. I don't want you hashtagging my name in your little freaking search bar.
Yeah.
Nerd.
No. Okay, no. Then let me ask you this. Do you Google someone? If you were interested, would you Google this person?
No, I usually just... Really? I just go to the gram.
Yeah, and you find it that way?
Yes. Why would I go to Google when I can go to the gram?
Because you might find information that they haven't told you.
Mm.
I Google everyone. I Google everyone. I Google Kyle. I Google you. I'm Googling every day. Lisa.
I think I should start Googling.
But I get it. I get it. Listen, if you slide in Lala's DMs and you shoot your shot and you guys get a conversation going, don't Google her.
Don't Google me.
Just go off her Instagram.
Go and watch Vanderpump Rules either.
Oh. Well, okay.
Because I feel like the type of guy that I'm into, like, does not watch Vanderpump Rules. And I would like it to stay that way. Yeah.
Okay.
With all being said,
yeah.
Now you're making me sweat profusely talking about DMs and men.
Okay. So then we'll go to the voicemails because yes. If you want to refresh the listeners, you asked a question. You asked for some Ocean advice last episode, I think.
Yes. So Ocean has very little hair, but a lot of teeth. 6 of them. Okay. Yeah. And I still breastfeed, and that's a comfort to her. So sometimes she'll bite the nips, but she looks at me and smiles, and she knows it's a little bit of a game. But mostly it's like when I'm holding her, she's biting my shoulder, or like when I try to do her nails, she's biting my arm. And it's like no joke, all right? Those little razor blade teeth really can fuck you up. So I asked you guys to give me advice on how to get her to stop biting. Let's roll the first voicemail.
Hi, Lala. My name is Michelle. I have been a huge fan of yours since the beginning, but especially now. I saw on your Instagram story you were asking about Ocean and how to prevent babies from biting when it hurts. And you can't really tell them that. So I wanted to tell you an experience that I had when I was a baby. I was apparently a terrible biter, and my mom was very, very frustrated. And one day she just took my arm and she bit me back, and I never bit her again. And I'm totally fine. I'm 27 and I've made it my whole life. I don't have any bite marks. It was not abuse or anything like that. But it showed me that it hurt. So I stopped biting her after that. I hope that that could potentially help you. I'm thinking of you and I love the podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Michelle, oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, just the way that you told that story was awesome. Okay, so this is what I've heard too, because my little brother used to be a biter and my mom and my grandpa bit him back.
Stop.
Yes. Yes.
On the arm or something?
Wherever, I guess. I don't know. The arm. Wherever they bite you, I guess, is where you bite them back.
Oh my God.
But it freaks me out. Like if Ocean bites me, yeah, I don't think I could bring myself to bite her back.
To bite her back. Oh my God, no. I would, if I saw that, if I walked in and saw you by Ocean, I'd be like, what is going on?
Because I've attempted, because I knew that Easton was a biter, I've attempted to like bite her. It's obviously not hard because I don't think I could bring myself to do that. But now like hearing a mm-hmm. voicemail like this, I'm like, maybe I will just bite the shit out of her. No, I'm just kidding. But she laughs when I did it. She was like laughing about it.
Cause you probably, this is like, you know, she's 27. Michelle's 27. This is back in the day. It was probably a nice bite.
Yeah. Like you probably some blood do was a, drawn.
Yeah. Or something.
Teeth
marks were left. And you probably did a fun little like, oh.
Well, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I literally softly bit her and said that, you know, bite the mama.
And she laughed.
Yes.
She probably wanted, it probably made her want to do it more.
Looked me dead in my eyeballs and laughed.
That's really funny, though.
There was one person that told me, when they do that, you flick them. And I was like, nope.
You flick them?
Hell no, I'm not flicking my baby.
Oh my.
I can't.
No. No. I know when it, well, you can't put hot sauce. You could put hot sauce all over your body, because when babies bite their nails, when I used to bite my nails, it's like a bad habit. My mom put hot sauce on the top of my fingers. I was like 6. And so I'd go to bite and then
burn your mouth.
It'd burn my mouth. But then I just rinse my hands off. So I don't
know.
No, that
doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's see what other voicemails people have left and see if they have the,
yeah,
the biting.
That was funny though, Michelle. Okay.
Hi, my name is Nina. I am a mom of a 3-year-old and newly pregnant again. But girl, I've been there with the teeth biting. Oh my God. Okay. So something that was really helpful for us, there's a book called Teeth Are Not for Biting by Elizabeth Burdick. It's really cute. You can get it on Amazon, but we would read that book every single day. We also have a feelings corner in our room, something by Generation Mindful. Check it out. You create a nice safe space to talk about feelings and things, as you can hear my little one in the background. Anyway, we would go there and we would talk about it, and it was super helpful. Teeth Are Not for Biting. Good luck.
I'm going to have to get that book. Mm-hmm. Because I can't say that I'm fully sold on the biting of my baby.
Yeah.
I just can't gnaw on her like she's a fucking chicken wing. It doesn't feel right, you know?
Especially if she laughs. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And I'm not willing, yeah, to bite her any harder at the age of 10 months. Okay?
Yeah.
But I like the feeling corner where, like, yeah, you go and you can express your feelings and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that Ocean's going to be a feeler because she is a water baby to her core, mm-hmm, okay? And she's, you know her, she's very chill. Mm-hmm. She's an angel baby. Like, literally, we go out, mm-hmm, put her in a high chair, you don't even know she's there.
Yeah.
But when she's done, she's done.
She's done.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's no buildup. It's like chill to I'm over it, put me to bed, has no time for, yeah, you trying to, like, do what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, she's on a very tight schedule. So I know that when she's older, she's going to be stuck in how she's feeling. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that are Pisces. And they're like waterworks. I thought I was sensitive. I deal with my best friend, Madison, who's a Pisces. The two of us together, sobbing messes all the time, all the feels.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know Madison was a Pisces. That's, yeah, beautiful. That your Madison is, for anyone who's been living under a rock, Lala's best friend in the whole wide world, and they're like sisters. And the fact that you have a daughter.
They're one day apart. Their birthdays.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
I know.
Were you a feelings kid?
I can't. I was. I don't know that I was like in my feelings like that, like a big crier. Mm-hmm. But I was hyper. I don't remember crying a lot. I remember being hypersensitive to other people's emotions around me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was a super independent kid, which Ocean is going to be the same way. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can't even feed her anymore. She has to feed herself.
Which, crazy.
So all the baby spoons I just bought her are a waste. Like, because she can't control her hand yet so to feed herself.
Yeah.
But yeah, she has no interest in you doing anything.
Yeah. I like the feelings corner idea. I think that's really sweet and cute. And when I used to babysit and nanny, we had a feeling step for one of the, so it was like three steps up the stairs.
Yeah.
And we'd sit there.
Yeah.
And I'd say, why did you just make that decision? And we'd talk about what was making you feel like you had to hit your sister.
Right.
That kind of stuff. So I think that's cute.
My mom told me that it's super important when you have kids and you do time out, that you never make them do time out in their bedroom, because their bedroom is supposed to bring them a lot of peace and it shouldn't be for punishment. Like, you don't want them to associate their bedroom with punishment.
Yes.
So to have like the third stair or sitting in the corner.
Yeah. You know? I heard that. And that makes sense, because when I used to go to time out, I loved it. I'll spend all day in here in my bedroom. I'll draw, color.
Too many activities in the bedroom.
Too many activities.
For you to be sitting in time out.
Yes. That's a great tip, though.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good one. So anytime that Ocean acts a damn fool, I'm going to place her somewhere that is not that fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the next voicemail?
Next voicemail.
Hi, Laura. My name is Sarah, and I'm a mom of two boys, to a 6-year-old and an 11-year-old. To answer your question about the biting, I simply just put my finger in my son's mouth to help stop biting. Lately, my 11-month-old wants to bite my shoulder. He'll go for the boob when he wants to breastfeed. So I just simply put my finger in his mouth and say, ouch, and then he kind of looks at me, and he's like, oh, okay, I better not bite. I hope that helps. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Sarah. That I can get down with. I can get down with the ouch. And here's the thing. I am not bite shaming anybody. Mm-hmm. You want to teach your kid not to bite? You lay a bite on him, like, you do you, boo. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. We all got our own thing. We're all just doing what we can do to have nice kids around, right?
Yes.
But the ouch thing, it's all about the word and the tone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to shove my finger into Ocean's mouth. And when she bites it.
Shove it into.
Not shove.
Yes.
Place it delicately in her mouth. And when she bites me, I'm going to say, ouch!
And scare the living shit out of her.
No.
Aww.
The way I talk to do you hurt the mama? That's why she's still biting.
I was going to say, that seems like she would laugh and then keep doing it.
Yes, but I love her much.
I know.
And it's almost like, everything I said, if my baby does this, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
My baby is kind of doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so cute when she bites me. It's so cute when she screams bloody murder in her crib. You know?
Yeah.
It's all so cute. And I can now see when you go out to dinner and people's kids are running around and you're like, can you shut them up and make it stop?
Yeah.
And they're looking at him laughing. It's because there's nothing your kid does that is like not cute.
Yeah.
You literally think it's all like totally tolerable.
Yeah.
Oh, God, am I saying this and I'm going to have the kid that's running around TGI Fridays screaming at everybody, throwing shit?
No, because I think she'll be the kind of kid, like you were just saying, in her feelings, that's like coloring at the table. And letting mommy and Gigi have a nice night.
Have a nice sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Take the edge off of the day.
That is cute. I like that idea, though. Saying ouch, but maybe like a sad, like, ouch. She might still laugh, though.
Well, she does laugh when I pretend cry.
So maybe
she isn't much of a feeler. If she's laughing at me while I'm crying, I'm going to say she's stone cold.
She's like the Grinch when the Grinch was a baby. Like,
No, she is the Grinch. Doesn't she kind of look like the baby Grinch? Oh. The baby Grinch is adorable, by the way.
The baby Grinch is
so cute. But he has those big brown eyes.
Yeah.
And just the little swoop of hair.
The little swoop.
And Ocean has that.
She does.
She has bangs. I'm in fear that she's going to have a mullet. But what am I going to do?
Put
extensions? Then she'll really have a mullet. That's why you just stick with the bows.
Yeah. Yeah. And they look cute and she loves them. So,
yeah. Yeah. But a lot of people on my Instagram, not a lot, very few actually, but I still notice them are like, your baby has bows on all the time. You need to take them off. This is Instagram. Yeah. This is for a photograph.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. You're not living at my house. Because if you did, you would see my baby in pajamas and onesies and mm-hmm. no bow on, covered in food constantly because she literally hulks her bib off.
Hulks her bib off.
Yeah. I've never seen strength like Ocean's.
No, she, and it, 1 second the bib's on, you turn your head, it's off.
But it's a ripping it off. Like, same with her bows. She yeah. gets tired. That thing is being incredible hulked off of her yeah. head. Okay?
Yeah.
And the things that she's able to move, mm-hmm. I'm impressed by her strength. She could very well be an MMA fighter.
Maybe that's her future.
Is that a wrestler?
An MMA fighter? I don't know. I don't know the difference between like the MMA, kick, like all the, I think Conor McGregor is the same as like Deion Wilder or Deontay Wilder.
I think they are.
Are they? Okay. Well, then there you go. There you go.
Are and like they?
Hulk Hogan is in that
no,
group.
No, Hulk Hogan is a wrestler.
See?
It is different.
It's different.
An MMA fighter, they have boxing gloves. A wrestler, I think,
yeah,
doesn't have gloves.
Is this true?
I can't breathe. What? That's how you tell the difference.
They don't have gloves?
Do you wear gloves when you fight? One's a boxer, one's a wrestler.
But there's something, there's boxer, wrestler,
wait,
MMA.
Now my mind is blown. You're right, boxer, wrestler, and they're all different. They're all different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. So how did we get on wrestlers? What was the... Oh,
I said
ouch.
Ocean might be one.
Full circle. Ouch.
Now we got onto it. Do we have time for one more?
Yes, this is great. Okay.
Hey Lala, my name is Hillary and I'm a licensed mental health counselor and fellow breastfeeding mom. And I saw your question about how to not get baby Ocean to bite when she's nursing. And at that age, all behavior is based on association. So the best thing you can do is take that booby away every time she bites you and she'll stop real quick. Good luck and hopefully those teeth stop biting anything that they're not supposed to. Have a good one.
Hillary, I love the thought of taking something away from Ocean that she, but it's so comforting. And can I tell you, this is what she does. She'll be on the boob mm-hmm. and sucky, sucky, loving it, living for it. Once she's done, mm-hmm. like she's full, then the nipple becomes a chew toy. And it's like, Max! You have no idea where that's been. Like, that's what it turns into. I turn into the Grinch and Max not letting go.
Oh, my God.
Ocean is Max. Ocean. My nipple is
so
the
you're
Grinch's
saying
ass.
If you- So you're saying if you were to take this advice and take the boob away, she's fine.
She'd be like, I'm fine. I'm full. I'm take full. It away. Like, at this point, it's just a chew toy.
So it's probably the delicate balance between knowing when she's full and right before she starts biting that you have to, like, be like, okay, we're done and pop
yes.
it out.
Yes. Mm. And when I say, ow, that hurts, she still has it lightly in between her teeth and goes, and looks at me with a giant smile and laughing.
Oh,
and it's
God.
So cute. It's so cute.
Babies are
even
wild.
Though my nipples are on the verge of bleeding after she does it, I'm like, you are so cute. I cannot deal.
I don't know if I can do it one day.
Breastfeed?
No, I think I can breastfeed, but like having teeth around my nipple. It kind of just...
You have no idea until they start, unless they bite it. Like, I have no idea that Ocean yeah. has teeth unless she does that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wild. There's that. No, breastfeeding is awesome. I still do skin-to-skin with Ocean in the bath.
You do?
Yes, and she's 10 months old.
What is that for someone who doesn't know me? Is it just holding her in the bath when you're both naked?
Yeah, skin-to-skin is, like, one of the most important things to do after you give birth. Like, they literally take the baby out of the womb mm-hmm. and directly place them on your chest. And it creates such a bond between you and your Aww. Baby. And I could not get enough of it.
Really?
When when she was a newborn, it was constant. Like, I never stopped.
Yeah.
Now it's harder to do because she's 10 months old and I just feel like I can't sit downstairs naked in my living room yeah. with my 10-month-old who has no desire to sit still when she's awake. But we do it at nighttime for bath time. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, well, not for some reason, I know what it's like to be in the bath and it feels awesome. And you do get sleepy.
Yeah.
And she like, we have our skin to skin where she lays directly on me and I like put the warm water on her back and she just lays there.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. That's I'm really rocking sweet. That until the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
I'm rocking the breastfeeding. I'm mm-hmm. rocking the skin to skin. Like, I don't want to let it go because I don't know when I'm going to have another baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
then it sounds like all of this is really great advice.
I just love hearing people's advice, but yeah. also from like their own personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we're moms out here doing the damn thing. And I'm proud of us.
Proud of you guys, too.
It's not easy. And I'm super proud to know and have this person on my podcast today. I have Jessica Curry and her daughter, Parker. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Parker family, I was lucky enough to meet them at a park one day. We connected on Instagram. And I remember Parker being photographed in a museum. She was, I want to say around 2 or 3. I'll find out exactly. But she's staring up at a portrait of Michelle Obama. And it was captured. Her mouth is open like she cannot believe what she's looking at. And it went viral. And I've seen Parker do many interviews, many cooler things than the Give Them Lala podcast. I'll say that. And she is the cutest little girl in the entire world. And I'm so excited to talk to her. I'm excited to talk to her mama. And the interview is absolutely incredible. But we did it on a day where I did not have Jessica present. And I forgot to double click the record button. But thank God for Zoom because we captured all of the audio. We have amazing video that's going to be up on our Instagram page, the Give Them Lala podcast. And when we come back, we're going to roll that interview. You guys are going to die. And you have to make sure to check out my Instagram page because the videos are even more amazing. We will be right back with Jessica and Parker Curry.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
We are back and I have two incredible, well, I have an incredible woman who is raising an incredible daughter and other children. I have Jessica and Parker Curry. I met you and your mom and dad and you had two other kids with you, right, Jessica? You have a daughter and a son.
Ava and Cash.
Ava and Cash, yes.
you guys were at the park and I saw you guys there.
I remember. You're the lady who we played virtual tag with. You're a movie
star. Oh. TV star, yeah. Like, we didn't know that when we were at the park that day. That's the beauty of this story.
But you look like a...
Because she is a normal person. That's the thing. No, it wasn't a disguise. She was just a mama at the park with her baby.
I think I might have had makeup on that day, Parker. Lala looks different without her face on.
No, you didn't have makeup on that day.
Oh, I didn't?
No. No.
Okay, so I was a vibe that day too, I guess.
Why didn't you tell me you were a movie star?
Because I think that would be a little too generous of me to say. I've been in some movies. I wouldn't call me a star, though. You're a star, though. You have written books. Is that crazy to see, Parker?
I've been on Zoom with thousands of kids who all had my books. I was like...
That was your face? I love this child, Jessica. You have no idea. Okay, so I met this cute family at the park. Jessica and I then exchanged DMs. And I immediately already knew who Jessica and Parker Curry were because they went viral when a photograph was taken of Parker looking up at a portrait of beautiful Michelle Obama. And the photograph, everybody fell in love. Everybody became obsessed. It was everywhere. Tell me about the moment that happened.
Yeah, you can tell me.
I just looked at that portrait and it just inspired me to write a book. And that's the shorter version of my version, but her version is gonna take like 30 minutes.
I love all the versions.
Mommy's is gonna take like half of our time, so you may not do that one for another time. Like, for a 2-hour time.
Well, yeah, Parker gave the short version, but you know, I took her and her sister. I'm not gonna go through the whole thing.
But you're gonna go like for the long version.
I'll give how about the medium version? Can I give the medium version? Medium version? Okay. So we took them to the National Portrait Gallery because I wanted them to see the portrait of Michelle Obama that had just been unveiled. And going to museums for us was like not unusual. Like at the time we lived in DC where, you know, the Smithsonian museums are free, which is unusual. So we went and Parker almost zipped right by the portrait the first time. And then she came back and obviously, you know how it is as a mom. You're like, you know, I want to get my picture. I want to take this picture, you know, but she wouldn't turn around for me. She was literally stuck in that moment and she was focused on the portrait and
Spellbound. I love that.
And so I got a picture of her facing the portrait and I didn't know that someone else had taken a picture of her. And that picture clearly showed that her mouth was wide open. She was having a little moment. And that picture, as you said, subsequently went viral. And I think really inspired a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And inspired a lot of little kids. And we've been fortunate that we've had the opportunity to write Parker Looks Up, which is about that moment.
And Parker Shines On.
And Parker Shines On.
Of course, we can't forget that one.
Can't forget Parker Shines On.
Is she in the background?
Yeah, oh, it is in the background. Yeah,
it is in the background, as it should be.
She has so it too. Proud. She has Ocean's Key.
Can I see Ocean?
Yes. Let me bring her in.
Yeah, we got another party crasher who just came in too with his Buzz Lightyear.
Cassie.
Oh my gosh. You're such a beautiful family. I saw you at the park that day and was like, who is this family? They are so cute and sweet and I loved everything about it.
No.
You missed one person, Marquise Cash Morship. This is Marquise Cash.
No, this is the second.
Mommy.
Okay.
This is Marquise Cash Morton the second. Marquise Cash Morton the first is coming here today.
Yeah,
he's
working.
Is Ocean coming?
Ocean's gonna come in. She's just finishing up her eggs and then she's gonna come say hi to us. She's having She's having breakfast.
What? She had a breakfast at 10 o'clock.
She might have took a morning nap.
She had a morning nap. She's been up since 6:30.
Oh, we know that life.
We know that life. It's
like 5:59.
Writing another book?
No.
Getting to work? Playing.
Laughing.
Parker, when you saw the portrait of Michelle Obama, what made you stop and look up and made you so happy? Can you tell me?
Everything.
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 Everything about the portrait.
That's a great answer. I love that answer. And when did you decide that you felt you wanted to write a book?
After my mom said, hey, let's write a book in her head. And then she told me. And I was like, okay.
You thought that sounded fun.
And then, okay, time bestseller. And then we decided to write another book. Now we're ready to read. It's called Parker Dresses Up. And you're from Parker. And me and Mommy are thinking about writing another way to read. I was thinking about Parker goes back in time to see her mom as a six-year-old child.
You have such great ideas. Ocean would love those two new books. And how old are you, Parker?
Six.
You're six. So when was the picture taken of you looking up at the portrait?
2 years ago, when I was two.
2 years old.
3 years later, look at me. A famous movie star who is my friend.
She said, talking to a famous movie star who is my friend.
Parker, I'm gonna FaceTime you every day to make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, FaceTime. Give me your number.
We'll FaceTime. We'll be girlfriends.
Yeah, girlfriends.
I love that. I mean, Jessica, you have to look at her and be like, where did she come from? She's so smart. The fact that she's sitting here on a FaceTime doing a podcast and holding a conversation. I mean,
Zoom, actually.
Zoom, but
Zoom,
it's
a Zoom. Thank you.
FaceTime.
Okay.
I did say FaceTime. I'm getting old.
Yeah, whatever. Not at all.
She looks like
a teenager, doesn't she?
No, she looks Parker like she's 21. She looks like she's only 19 years old.
Oh, tell me more, Parker.
Parker and her little friends like to call me a teen mom. They think that's funny. She looks like a teen mom, doesn't she? She looks so young.
But how can you look so... How old are you?
I'm 31.
And 1 year younger than my mommy. She's 32.
Actually, I'm 32.
No, you're 32.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm 32.
We'll take it where we can get it. I mean, do you just listen to her and go... Like, where did you come from? She's like a brilliant little girl.
She's definitely an old soul, I think.
I'm not an old soul.
Well, I mean, you have an old soul, which means like you're a little bit before your time, truly. I think so. Because if you think about it, when she went viral and she was 2 years old, you know, we met Michelle Obama. She invited us to meet her and we spent time with her.
We're besties.
Ooh, sing it, girl.
Once mommy got out of the bed, she wanted me to hook her up with Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Where would you go to have brunch with a first lady?
Well, I have no idea, because if I met Michelle Obama, I would probably forget how to speak. What did you say to her?
Hi. So do you want to play with me? You had a dance party? So we had a dance party. It's shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
And you just had the best time? I mean, was she nice?
And she gave me a personal tour of her office to our family.
Wow. And did you give her your book?
Yeah, my first one.
Your first one, Parker Looks Up.
And it was signed.
You have a signed book by the first lady.
No, we signed it for her.
Oh, you signed it for her and gave it to her. Lucky first lady, right? So talk to me about being a New York Times bestseller. Because Parker, I don't know if you know this, but I wrote a book and I did not make that list.
Why?
You should ask them. I don't have it with me right now.
How can you not have your own book with you?
Well, don't shame her. We do not have a copy of Parker Looks Up in here. We should be ashamed. We don't have a copy of Parker Looks Up.
Well,
we have Parker Shines On, but we don't have Parker Looks Up in here. We need to ask people.
It's in our house, but we just don't know where it is.
Okay. We need to ask the New York Times bestseller people why Lala's book was not a New York Times bestseller. Yes. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, Parker, can you call them?
Yeah.
I can only hope that when Ocean, you know, gets older, that she can, I mean, I'm watching you, Parker, and I cannot believe that you're only 6 years old and you've written books, one of which is a New York Times bestseller. When do you think that we can expect your next book?
Actually, in 4 days.
In 4 days, you have a third book coming out?
Yeah, and then 6 days after that, we have our fourth book coming out. And then actually 2 days ago, we just signed a contract for our sixth book contract.
My mouth or my jaw's on the ground. I mean, this is incredible. And you should be so proud of yourself, Parker. Are you proud of yourself?
Yes, and I'm proud of playing with you.
Oh, I'm proud of playing with you too. And what do you tell kids your age if they have dreams to write a book? What would you tell them? Would you tell them it's easy? Would you tell them to go for it? What would you say to them?
What would be your best advice for other kids?
Keep dreaming, keep playing, and keep working hard. Did I mention playing?
Yeah, you did.
Yes. That's the most important for kids, huh?
In fact, I'm afraid of writing a book. You can write a book about play. That's the idea.
That's the idea. And I think that's great advice because
you'll get the idea of writing a book about
playing. While you're playing, that's very good advice, actually, sound advice.
That's great advice.
Yes.
And I love that she's 6 years old telling us that the most important thing is playing because it can't be all work at the age of six, right?
Right.
You gotta have a lot of bit of play.
These days, we sing a lot of responses these days. Probably my fault too. I do a lot.
That's okay. We're the sing song house. I mean, everything I say to Ocean, I'm singing. So when these books come out, can people get your books that are here right now and your brand new books?
Go ahead, Parker, and then I'll.
Children's Book World.
Well, yes, Children's Book World in LA does have a lot of our books in stock. And every and anywhere books are sold, including Target and Costco. And you can go to Simon Schuster's website and they'll direct you to everywhere that you can buy the book.
Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you, Parker. You are a bright light. I want you to keep writing books. I want you to keep playing. I want you to keep making a difference. Are you the oldest of all the kids? Oh, it's a big weight on your shoulders. So you got to teach them the ways, huh? Yep, pat yourself on the back.
The example, right?
Yes, I feel Simon.
I love it. And before I let you guys go, Jessica, what would you tell parents who have an ambitious child? You're trying to make her dreams come true. You're still a mom to two other kids. You're still a wife. How do you do this?
I don't know. That's the first honest and true thing that comes to my mind because it was already a lot, certainly juggling being a mom of multiples. I had two. Before, you know, Parker went viral, when she went viral, it was just two of them. It was already a lot at that point. So I honestly just don't put too much pressure on myself. I try to take a lot of care of myself, whether that means just making sure I take like a bath every day or you know, find some time for a me day. But just like everyone and anyone else who's a mom, I'm trying to balance and right, there's a lot of charts, there's a lot of calendars.
Right.
But also, you know, Parker and our experience going viral is what inspired me to write the books. I already had like a little small mom blog that I was writing because a lot of my family and my friends were like inspired by the things that we were doing during the week and on the weekends. And so while I didn't consider myself a writer, when I had the opportunity to write the book, it was important to me that they were all included. I mean, you know, Parker Looks Up includes Parker and Ava because it's the story of that day that we were at the museum and Ava was there too, even though she wasn't in the picture. She was little, so she was in her stroller, but she was there too and she got to see the portrait and Parker Shines On, as you know, on the cover, all three of them are there. So we took a moment, an extraordinary moment, and have turned it into something really special for our family. And obviously, family is really important to me. So the fact that we're all involved now in this brand that we're building to empower kids is probably why it's so easy to keep going.
That really is. And I love that you said that you don't know how you're doing it. That's so honest. I feel that. I know my listeners will feel that as well. And not putting pressure on yourself. You just, you do what you can, but you should be extremely proud. And so should you, Parker. And I'm gonna bring Ocean in so you can see her. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today.
We are honored to be your guest. So thank you for having us. Ocean. Yes, now we can be Ocean.
I'm gonna let my guests go and then I'm gonna bring Ocean on. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening to the Give Them La La podcast with Jessica and Parker Curry, and we will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.